My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of Ascension of our Lord. Today, this morning, I have two jokes. You want one or two? Two? If I say two jokes, I'll be running short of my jokes. So, coming Thursday, I will be going for my vacation to India. Maybe after coming back, I can say how many you want. That's okay? Being Ascension Sunday, I would like to say the joke also connected to the Ascension coming up out of the tomb. Just like before that, how many of you have been to Holy Land? How many of you have been to Holy Land? Couple of you, two with Father Joe. Okay, that's good. One couple, along with their parishioners, the priest like our Father Joe, every year he takes the parishioners and in the diocese or whatever it is. They have gone to Holy Land for visiting, to seeing. After going to Holy Land, they went to the place of birth of Jesus and went to Golgotha and then went to where Jesus was buried. And there was one woman, she was talking to another friend of her. She was saying, and she was saying to another lady, if I am being buried in the tomb of Jesus, I will be raised to life on the third day. And the husband overheard this. And he did not want to comment on the wife, the comment of the wife. So, after 2-3 days, after seeing the places, and they came to one place, and immediately, due to some sickness, that lady who commented this, she dies in the Holy Land. And the body was taken to the funeral home. And the funeral director calls the husband and tells, my dear man, I have two options for you. Option one is to bury her in this holy place here itself. And the option two is taking her back to your country, America. Which of the options do you want? Then the husband says, no, I want to take my wife back to my country, America. I don't want to bury her here. Then he asks why. He was quite a bit hesitant to say that she was very mean to him in his life. So what? No problem. It's a place of birth of Jesus and it's a place of resurrection of Jesus. So let her be buried here so that in the holy place, if somebody is buried, they will have a satisfaction. Then he says strongly, no, by all means, I want to take my wife back to my country, America. Now, he says, if you take her to America, it is costly to take the body, dead body to America by flight, it is costly. Let us bury her here. Then he says, I am very sorry to tell you, I heard her from saying at the tomb, and I am also convicted that if I bury her here in the place of Jesus, she will be raised to life on the third day. So I don't want to do that. I hope most of you are not mean to your husbands. I know you are all good. Today, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Ascension marks the completion of Jesus' earthly and bodily presence on this earth. Jesus had to return to the Heavenly Father because his rightful place was with the Father in heaven, ruling heaven and earth from his place in heaven. He needed to return to his Father so that he could send Holy Spirit to make his work continue in and through his disciples. And there is a ancient legend about Jesus' ascension into heaven. He is met by the angel Gabriel, who asks Jesus, when Jesus was ascended into heaven, he was met with an angel, Angel Gabriel. Then Angel Gabriel asks Jesus like this, "Now, your work is finished. What plans you have to make to ensure that the truth that you brought to the earth will spread throughout the world?" Then Jesus answered, "I have called some fishermen and tax collectors to walk along with me as I did my Father's will." "Yes, I know about them," said Gabriel, "but what other plans have you made on the earth?" Then Jesus replies, "I taught Peter, I taught James, and I taught John about the kingdom of God, and I taught Thomas about faith, and all of them were with me as I healed, preached to the multitudes." That means the disciples were with me when I preached. Then Gabriel replied again, "But you know how unreliable that lot was. Surely you must have other plans to make sure our work was not in vain." Then Jesus quietly replies to Angel Gabriel like this, "I have no other plans. I am depending on them." What is that them? The apostles, the disciples. "I am depending on them. You men of Galilee, Jesus has been ascended into heaven. Why are you wasting your time here seeing at the sky?" That's what we heard in the second reading. Now here, Teresa of Avila also says like this, "Today, Christ is bodily not present, but Christ has no body now on earth, but yours is the body. Christ has no hands, but yours are the hands. He has no feet, but yours is the feet now. Yours are the eyes through which is to look out Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. And yours are the hands with which he is to bless us." And today, now when Jesus is ascended into heaven, no longer it the body of Christ is present, but it is our hands, it is our legs, it is our eyes through which we are able to see everyone, not looking at the sky, but looking at each other and feeling the presence of ascended Christ in every one of us. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, if Jesus were to ascend into heaven, the Spirit would be with us because we are the true believers. If Jesus were to ascend into heaven bodily and spiritually, the Spirit of Christ would be in every family of ours, because that is the faith that Christ has given to each one of us. And today, that faith, that Spirit would help us to see with the eyes of Christ, to work with the hands of Christ, to walk with the legs of Christ, and to help and to preach the gospel and to preach the good news as Jesus had preached the word of God. And today we are here to celebrate that ascension of Christ, because Christ has risen, because Christ has ascended, and because of that, the Spirit with which we are filled with, we are here this morning to celebrate that ascension. And therefore, I ask all of you to pray in a special way that today, the ascension of Christ, the glorification of Christ may be strengthened in the every family and in every member in the world, and in every member in the family, in every member in the society and in our parish at large. And let us pray that God may give us that strength. Amen.